Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, friends. I hope that this episode finds you in a positive place. I'm here to share two pieces of spooktacular news with you all on this beautiful day. One is about a special giveaway, and the other is about the importance of giving. First, if you listened to our Halloween spooktacular with Kimberly J. Brown last week, you'll know that the AOK is hosting a No Tricks, Only Treats month of celebrity interviews and giveaways. Today, I want to spotlight the latter. By the way, you can now access exclusive video footage from our chat with Kimberly as we have officially launched the Art of Kindness podcast's YouTube page. What? Brrr. But I digress. I am more over the moon than a witch flying on her broomstick to share that our inaugural No Tricks, Only Treats giveaway is officially live just for you. I'm pumped, like a pumpkin, to share that we have partnered with Schmackeries, my favorite cookie shop ever. No joke. I've actually talked about them before on this podcast. I think if you listen to the episode with the fantastic Kate Lumpkin, you'll hear us both gushing about these cookies. Schmackeries was founded by cookie master Zachary Schmall. After I became obsessed with his cookies, I remember reading his story and being fascinated by it. So much so that I have told his story to as many friends as I possibly can over the years. I'm sorry if I've told it to you multiple times, but also I'm not sorry. Anyway, I would love to share what I've learned with all of you. Story time. Zachary Schmall was bitten by the theater bug at an early age when the Cats tour came to his town in Nebraska. His passion only grew bigger over the years, so much so that later in life, he moved to the Big Apple, like many of us do, with big dreams. Zachary had his sights set on becoming a Broadway actor. Soon, he found himself swept up in the wild world of auditioning, which, as many of us know, can be stressful. Now, all of us actors handle this stress in different ways. Some of us, you know, scream at the top of our lungs in the bathroom. Other people maybe have a healthier approach. Zachary's solace was in the kitchen. He said to wind down at the end of a long day, he'd go into his tiny apartment and bake. But Zachary wouldn't bake just any confections. No, Zachary would create all sorts of original and magical cookies. And then, since he apparently had self-control, which I don't know if I could be left alone with a tray of his cookies, he'd share them with his lucky friends. It was love at first bite for his pals, who soon began asking him, "Why aren't you selling these delicious cookies?" That was Zachary's aha moment, as Oprah would say. He realized he was no longer fulfilled by the revolving door of being an actor, and sought a new purpose. He found his purpose in that sweet cookie dough. Zachary took a chance and dove into a totally new business, the American Treat. And thus, Schmackeries, Zach plus Schmall, was born. He perfected his recipes in his 400-square-foot apartment until the demand got so high that eventually he was able to open his very own shop. And guess what? Schmackeries is literally located in the theater district. Schmackeries is on Broadway. Zachary made it to Broadway. It's funny because after auditions in the city, I find myself walking down to Schmackeries and treating myself as a reward just for showing up to casting. I remember the first time I bit into one of his cookies. I'd never tasted anything like it. I'm not exaggerating when I say it was a transcendent moment for me. There's the funfetti cookies, a sugar cookie with vanilla cream cheese frosting and sprinkles. The s'mores flavor called s'mores, a honey graham dough packed full of chocolate chunks and topped with roasted marshmallow. Me and one of our previous guests, Kate Lumpkin, also love the sweet corn, which is inspired by southern cornbread and stuffed with toasted pecans and cranberries. I don't actually say pecans like that. I usually say pecans. I don't know why I did that. How do you guys say it? Anyway, let me know. I mean, I can't even talk about these cookies anymore because I'll literally eat my microphone right now. Wow. Right now, they even have spooky flavors for all your autumnal appetites. Now, suffice to say, our friends at Schmackeries are giving you A-OK listeners the chance of winning the ultimate treat this season. A $30 gift card! Yeah, so you can buy all of the delicious confections or, kindness pro tip right here, send them to a friend. Schmackeries even has this amazing feature on their website called Cookies on Broadway, where you can send a bunch of cookies to your favorite Broadway show cast. How cool is that? To win this gift card, all you have to do is head to our Instagram at Art of Kindness Pod or Schmackeries Instagram at Schmackeries and look for the Schmackeries giveaway post. All of the rules are laid out there, but basically you just have to like the post, follow us and Schmackeries, and then tag a friend to win. By the way, the more people you tag in the comments, the more entries you get. This is only open to US residents right now. I wish I could win the prize myself because I'm obsessed, but I'm really happy that all of you are getting the chance to. I've missed going to Schmackeries so much. Good luck, everyone, and never fear, we will have lots more giveaways coming up your way this spooktacular month. I really wanted the giveaway news and Schmackeries to stand on its own today, so there's no interview. Instead, my second piece of news is an article I recently read on BBC that I think you'll all enjoy. The article is called What We Do and Don't Know About Kindness by Claudia Hammond. While she explores many facets of kindness in the piece and even teases a new kindness study BBC is working on, I want to focus on what she mentions researchers already understand about kindness. Acting kindly makes us feel good, she wrote. One morning, people walking down a street in the Canadian city of Vancouver were asked to take part in an experiment run by the American psychologist Elizabeth Dunn. Each person was given an envelope containing either a $5 bill or a $20 bill. Half the people were instructed to spend the money on themselves. The other half were instructed to use the money to buy a present for someone else or to donate the money to charity. In both cases, they had until 5 o'clock that day to spend the money. That evening, the researchers spoke to all the participants. The first group said they'd bought a variety of things for themselves, such as sushi, earrings, and coffee. People from the second group bought toys for their relatives, edible gifts, or gave money to homeless people in the street. Then the researchers asked each participant to rate their mood. Whether they had $5 or $20 made no difference, nor did what they bought. What mattered was who they spent their money on. The people who had spent it on someone else felt significantly happier than those who treated themselves. Neuroscientific research confirms that the warm glow we experience when we do something nice for someone shows up in our brain's reward system. The article goes on to quote Sussex University neuroscientist Dan Campbell Michael John. I hope I pronounced that right. I think I did. I looked it up. I spent time on it. I don't know. I'm sorry if I didn't. Dan Campbell Michael John told the author of the article that this can seem counterintuitive. You know, we feel kinder, but we're actually spending money on someone else. Kindness can cost us, and yet we experience a sense of reward in parts of our brain when we are kind to others. Just as we do when we eat yummy food or have a pleasant surprise, these parts of the brain become active and motivate us to do them again and again. So interesting, right? It explains why gift giving is so much fun. I came across this article on a sunny afternoon at my grandma's in New Jersey recently. My nanny, as I call her, you probably all know that because I mentioned her on here a lot. I love spending time with her, and she's a huge supporter of this show, so we got on the topic of kindness. I may even have interviewed her for an upcoming special on the show. When I googled the word kindness, this article was the first thing to materialize. So we discussed it. Nanny has the kindest heart and always makes me feel that warm glow. I'd like to leave you all with a kindness tip inspired by her. During one of our signature chats that afternoon, Nanny reminded me of the acronym HALT. Have you heard of that? It's basically a reminder to check in with yourself. HALT stands for hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So if you feel off, I encourage you to go through HALT and see if one of those words fits. We can only manage an issue if we first identify it. I hope you're all feeling well-fed, happy, loved, and well-rested. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Art of Kindness. I know this episode was formatted a little bit differently, but I hope you still enjoyed it. I promise we're going to be back with lots more celebrity interviews and giveaways, so stay tuned for that. Good luck for everybody trying to win the Schmackeries gift card. Ah! Until next time, remember, everything's going to be A-OK.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.